From the WTXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September 16th and Sunday, September 18th. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Register Star that Route 66 northbound between Healy Boulevard and Route 9H may be reopened sooner than expected. Workers have been replacing a bridge over Claverick Creek since March on what was a busy thoroughfare, now with a slow detour northbound. State Department of Transportation Public Information Officer Jeannie M. DeSario said, and I quote, "The bridge is still scheduled to be open by late October with the possibility of occasional lane closures with alternating traffic during November. The deck was poured last week and left to cure. Work is expected to resume on Monday," end quote. Bethany Bump reported at Capitol Confidential that State Senator Kathy Young, a Republican from Western New York, has introduced a bill that would require the state's public colleges to ask student applicants if they were ever convicted of a felony. The legislation is a direct response to an announcement last week from the SUNY Board of Trustees that they would no longer ask the question. The justification in the bill memorandum reads, and I quote, "Screening for violent felons is a critical aspect of the application process and is necessary to keep our students safe," end quote. The measure does not currently have a sponsor in the Assembly and, according to Bump, is not likely to have life outside of the Senate. The Chatham Courier is reporting the state police last week conducted an underage drinking initiative in towns throughout Columbia County. Working with the police, an underage customer attempted but was unable to purchase alcohol in five businesses located in Ankrum, East Chatham, New Lebanon, and Valencia. Employees at four other establishments in Canaan, New Lebanon, and Valencia failed the test and were charged with promoting the sale of alcohol to a minor. All were issued appearance tickets. Julia Reichel reported in the Watershed Post that the Woodstock Golf Club received a bomb threat on Thursday, September the 15th. Threat prompted an evacuation and road closure in Woodstock. The club was evacuated and roads near the club were closed for several hours. The Woodstock, West Hurley, and Centralville Cedar Crow fire departments responded to the scene, along with an explosive-sniffing dog from the Poughkeepsie Police Department. The incident remains under investigation. Rick Carlin reported at Capitol Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is requiring global companies to seek a new air emissions permit for planned changes at the company's Port of Albany unloading facility rather than renewing their existing permit. The DEC ruling comes roughly a month after the Federal Environmental Protection Agency cited the firm for potential air violations and after a series of complaints by environmentalists and residents near the port. Global was hoping to amend its existing permit to allow for the construction of up to seven boilers that could be used to heat and facilitate the transfer of thick crude oil from tanker cars arriving at the port to barges on the Hudson River. The DEC listed a number of reasons in support of its decision, including worries about the fire hazards presented by the tanker cars, complaints from residents, and benzene levels associated with the operation. DEC also said Buckeye Partners, another terminal operator at the port, must apply for a new permit as well. Greg Hudson reported for the Columbia Green Media, for the first time in nearly 15 years, Columbia and Greene counties, as well as the rest of eastern New York, are on a drought watch. Hudson Valley, New York City, Long Island, and the Adirondacks are also under a drought watch. A Department of Environmental Conservation spokesman said if water sources deplete further, a drought emergency or drought disaster can be declared. Under the drought watch, residents are strongly encouraged to voluntarily conserve water by turning off water while shaving, brushing teeth, taking shorter showers, and only using appliances like washing machines and dishwashers when the machines are fully loaded. Water department officials in the village of Hunter last week issued a mandatory conservation notice to reduce strain on lower than desirable water source flow levels for the municipal water system. Forecasters predict no more than 5 days of rain through the end of October for the area. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that a plan to improve the Route 9G corridor is set for public review by the Poughkeepsie-Dutchess County Transportation Council on Wednesday, September the 21st. The section of the road that is the focus of the plan has been the site of 6 fatal accidents since 2009. Under the proposal, improvements would be made at 9 intersections on both State Route 9 and River Road, County Route 103, as well as changes that impact sight lines of the roads. The proposed projects would be completed over a 10-year period at an estimated cost of $7 to $16 million. According to officials, between 2009 and 2013, there were 212 vehicular accidents on Route 9G, 16 on County Route 103, and 21 on County Route 78, Broadway in Tripoli. The most common types of crashes include collisions with animals, rear-end accidents, vehicles running off the road, and pileups with parked vehicles. Recommendations in the management plan for the first year include work to improve the sight lines at the intersection of County Route 78 and State Route 9G. Officials are also considering changing the grade of Route 9G to improve sight lines in advance of the intersection. The plan also calls for developing a trail through the Tivoli Bay's wildlife management area to connect Bard College with Tivoli. The public review of the proposal will take place at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 23rd in Red Hook Town Hall. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today before 1 p.m., then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Some locally heavy downpours may cause ponding of water on roadways and poor drainage flooding of low-lying areas. It will be cloudy on Monday with a temperature high near 76. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:57 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 71 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 19th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.